Good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming and not going to the volcano and being here. Okay, I wanted to acknowledge the other members of my team working in this, developing this type of anaerobic soil disinfectation, which is an alternative to metabromide. So we have a large team, and also the members of my lab that helped me to collect a tremendous amount of data are going to be presenting just one segment of the data. And also, this is a partnership between the University of Florida and the USDA and for peers, which is funding all this work. How do I advance? Huh? Space? Oh, got it. Thanks. So a little bit of introduction about Florida, and it's the leading fresh tomato production in the U.S. We have about 28,000 acres, and we have about $382 million. That is data from 2016. In general, we rely heavily on metabromide, and as you know, in 2005, we ceased the production in the U.S. So we've been looking strongly for alternatives to metabromide. And this one is one of the alternatives that I'm going to present today. And this alternative is called anaerobic soil disinfectation. And it's very effective in many different soil pathogens. But metabromide basically covers all the angles, like soil-borne diseases, weeds, and nematodes. So it's a tough material to replace. A little bit about anaerobic soil disinfectation, or probably you never heard about that term, and is an emerging alternative of soil fumigation against any soil-borne pests, and it's been effective in many different cropping systems. It was developed in Netherlands and Japan, but primarily for a greenhouse production. So this is in a stretch a little bit to go to the field, and it controls very well soil-borne pathogens, nematodes, and some of the weeds. We already developed the anaerobic soil disinfectation for our area, and every area has been picking materials to do the soil disinfectation based on what they have available. So our area developed the anaerobic soil disinfectation based on composted poultry manure, and we need to use between 9 and 4.5 tons per acre, and also we use heavy sugarcane industry, so we've been using as a carbon source molasses, between 1,500 to 741 gallons per acre. We also need polyethylene TIF, because you need to trap the gases, and I will show you some pictures. On top of that, you need to use about 2 acre-inch of water. It's about 4 hours of water immediately after you do the two mixes, and then you can plant 3 weeks after you do the treatments. This is going to produce an anaerobic condition in the soil, so you're shifting the microbes from aerobic to anaerobic. They provide the carbon source, and those shifting of the microbes is going to do the work of disinfecting the soil. So this is the way we do it. You put the poultry manure, compost it, and then you put the molasses. You add a little bit of water with the molasses so it will flow a little bit better than the bed. And then you put the TIF mulch and the water. It will take about 4 hours, as I mentioned. And we collected quite a bit of data there. You see the data lowers in the field where we collect redox potential, because we need to see that the bed's going into anaerobiosis. So the objective of these was to develop alternative materials instead of poultry manure, compost, because growers they are a little bit afraid of animal manures, even if they are composted, because food safety regulations. So we wanted to look for alternative material, and plus the growers in our area are already using compost, but they use yard waste compost. So we wanted to see if different alternatives to poultry manure compost will be certified as an aerobic soil disinfectation material. And we look at into harvesting and grow and post-harvest quality of the tomatoes. So a little bit of the materials and methods. This is the table of treatments that we have. It's a little bit busy, but you can see here, this is the untreated control, so no fumigation. This is peak chlorocystic 60, which is what growers are using currently as an alternative to metabromide. And we use an herbicide reflex in all the treatments here. So we wanted to vary only one part of the fumigation treatments. This one is the typical ASD, okay, that with poultry manure molasses. This one is an alternative of just using microbial because we are shifting the microbial base, so we decide to put the microbes only there. And this is 12 tons of yard waste compost with molasses and without molasses. And then we have the six tons with the molasses only. And then we have the 12 ton yard waste compost with the microbes. We have an array of treatments there to look. So this is a little bit of history of the trial. We did it in Immokalee in our research center. It's a completely randomized block design. We had drip irrigation. The plots were about 60 feet long, one bed. We used white and black teeth plastic, and that was a fall crop in September. We planted the crop. We used a regular bedding measurements, and with about 5,000 plants per acre, we harvest 3 times. A little bit of the data collection. We have a lot of data loggers in the field to measure the oxidation of the bed. We wanted to see that the bed went into anaerobic conditions. We did a biometric assessments of the plant 30 and 60 days after transplant. And we look at dry weight. We harvest 3 times, and we segregated the tomatoes by USDA standards. And then we did a lot of post-harvest analysis. This is the way the field looked like with the different treatments. This is about 60 days after transplant. And the first thing that we wanted to look, the question was, are those alternative material went to anaerobic conditions? And the reality was that only the treatment, the regular treatment, the standard ASD treatment, went to a significant anaerobiosis. The rest of the treatment, only the treatments with compost and molasses, yard waste compost and molasses, did a little bit of, did some anaerobiosis, but not even close to the regular. So none of the other treatment went to anaerobic conditions, so it was a little bit disappointing about that. In terms of plant biomass, just look at the non-fumigation, the plants were significantly lower than the ASD. The ASD treatment has the highest biomass, 30 days and 60 days after transplant. The other treatment came in between these two. As you see, the plants for the ASD, they were bigger than the rest of the treatment. A little bit of the yield, you need to concentrate here in the extra large category and in the total, because that's the tomatoes they bring the most money. And again, concentrate in the no fumigation, and this is peak 60, what the growers are using. And really, many of our treatment, they were comparable to the peak 60. Some of them, they overlap with the no fumigation, but in general, they were basically acceptable. The same thing for the second harvest. This is non-fumigated, and this is the peak 60, and many of the treatments, they were very similar to the peak 60. The same thing, a lot of growers harvest two times, so we put the first and second harvest together, and we have similar result as the non-fumigated was the lowest, and the peak 60 in our amendments was the highest. The third harvest, not many growers do it, thank you, but sometimes if they have a big price, the third harvest is the winner. So the same thing, no fumigation was the worst, and the peak 60 was in between all our treatments, and very okay. And this is the total harvest, the three harvests combined. Again, you need to fumigate the soil, and a lot of the peak 60, what they are using, the growers, was very comparable to any of our treatments with alternative fumigations. The post-harvest, we didn't see many effect of the quality of the tomatoes, except maybe here, but there was a lot of overlapping between the treatments. So in general, the post-harvest was pretty much the same for all the treatments that we assessed. In conclusion, the anaerobic soil disinfectation using alternative material like yard waste compost work acceptable in terms of yield and post-harvest quality and plant growth. However, you need to use molasses as a carbon source for the microbes to be able to do the work under the anaerobic conditions. So that's what we are basically suggesting the growers. In our area, the growers already using compost. What they need to add will be using a different plastic mulch, which is more resistant for gas exchange, and also they need to use molasses. However, molasses is a very high price, so we probably need to use other alternatives, because when we started the research, molasses was about maybe $2 to $3 per gallon, and now it's about $7 per gallon. So they really put us a little bit out of the area that is going to be cost effective. So thank you very much, and I left a few minutes for question and answers. Sure.